From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. With tensions on the Korean Peninsula at a boiling point, the entire U.S. Senate heads to the White House for a classified briefing on the North Korean threat. Senators of both parties are going into the briefing convinced that North Korea is racing to develop the capability to deliver a nuclear strike on the U.S. mainland. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Democrat Chris Coons says there is no mystery about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's ambitions.
He is dedicating all the resources of his country to developing not just nuclear weapons, but the means to deliver them, not just the means to deliver them, but the means to deliver them to attack the United States.
Republican Susan Collins is looking for a clear message from the White House.
I want to hear more about the capabilities of the North Koreans, our efforts to get China involved in pressuring North Korea to cease and desist.
Inviting an entire legislative body to the White House is an unusual move, typically reserved for exceptionally momentous matters. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Repeated warnings that U.S. President Donald Trump has run out of strategic patience and is considering possible military options to end the North Korean nuclear threat has raised concerns that any such action would trigger a deadly response that could easily expand into a regional nuclear war. Rejecting former President Barack Obama's policy that focused on containment and sanctions, the White House has designated Pyongyang's accelerated efforts to develop a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, that could reach the U.S. mainland an urgent existential security threat. The United States has increased its military posture in the region. This is VOA News. France said Wednesday its analysis of the April 4th chemical attack in northern Syria shows the Syrian government was responsible for deploying sarin against civilians. The attack on the opposition-held town of Khan Sheikhoun killed more than 80 people and prompted the United States to carry out retaliatory missile strikes on a Syrian airbase. President Donald Trump wants to simplify the personal tax code by cutting rates and eliminating deductions used by more affluent Americans. White House economic advisor Gary Cohn says the plan would cut the top income tax rate from nearly 40% to 35%. It would also reduce the number of personal income brackets to 3 from 7. The new tax rates would be 10%, 25%, and 35%. The plan would double the standard deduction for married couples to $24,000 while keeping deductions for charitable giving and mortgage interest payments. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin gave an overview of the plan.
The overall economic plan consists of massive tax cuts and tax reform, regulatory relief, and renegotiating trade deals. And with that, we will unlock the economic growth that's been held back for too long in this country.
Under U.S. law, only Congress can make major tax law changes. Lawmakers initially greeted Trump's plan as a starting point for further discussion on overhauling the tax code. The White House sharply criticized a U.S. federal judge's ruling blocking a directive from President Donald Trump to withhold funding from sanctuary jurisdictions. The White House said in a statement late Tuesday, San Francisco and cities like it are putting the well-being of criminal aliens before the safety of our citizens, and those city officials who authored these policies have the blood of dead Americans on their hands. The reaction came hours after U.S. District Judge William Orrick issued a temporary ruling that will remain in effect while a lawsuit over a provision in a Trump executive order makes its way through the court. China has released new restrictions on the naming of children in the far western and mostly Muslim region of Xinjiang. Beijing is banning ethnic minority Uyghur parents from naming their newborns Mohammed or names that authorities say have extremely religious meanings. The move is the latest in sweeping controls instituted in Xinjiang that authorities say are aimed at keeping the spread of religious extremism in check. Analysts say the hardline approach towards Muslims is not only fueling opposition in Xinjiang, but also stirring ethnic hatred nationwide. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.